I'll always show up. I don't ever slow up. No, I don't take shit. I got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up and make a statement. I don't ever slow up. No, I don't take shit. I got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up and make a statement. Everything I do, so instinctive and so passionate. Every word I move, so descriptive like an adjective. I got a vendetta against people who patented being negative when you should be getting after it. I got facts over tracks, this and that. Spitting slow, spitting fast. I could roast, I could gas. Think I'm okay at last, but I don't know if that can erase all the past. And the pettiness, a reflection of the emptiness. Hilarious, you think you're worth my time, you're delirious. Mysterious, because you hide behind a fake exterior. Inferior, you know I'll always be a bit superior. Get off of me, this ain't no humble brag. I want you to hear words, you can say them back. I want you to feel free from the chains at last. And to believe in what you got, it was built to last, yeah.
Now that I've been put through hell, I never got anyone's help. I had to do it all myself.
I don't ever slow up, no I don't take shit. I've got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up and make a statement. I don't ever slow up, no I don't take shit. I've got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up and make a statement.
Consequence of being incompetent. Mental health is confidence. Dreams and some modestness. I'm not here to save the day. That's for you to take away. I could play a million mind games, but instead I say something not illogical, something that is typical. Rub it on and watch it go. Make yourself unstoppable. Dreams are irresponsible, but they're always possible. If you just believe, you could be so remarkable.
Thoughts in my head, a collage and they spread. I'll be great one day, going off of my meds. No, I'm not giving up, no, I'm not giving in. I will make it to the top, taking off in the wind. I gotta make it, I'm saving every day to taste it. I'm patient, but my mind, it can hardly take it. I'm chasing a dream that I've had for several ages. A vacant modern kingdom for the taking.
Now that I've been put through hell, I never got anyone's help. I had to do it all myself.
I don't ever slow up, no I don't take shit. I've got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up and make a statement. I don't ever slow up, no I don't take shit. I've got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up and make a statement.
I don't ever slow up, no I don't take shit. Got no love for fakeness. If you wanna play and wanna hate this, show up. I don't ever slow up, no I don't take shit. I got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up.
I don't ever slow up, no I don't take shit. I got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up and make a statement. I don't ever slow up, no I don't take shit. I got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up.
Everything I do, so instinctive and so passionate. Every word I move, so descriptive like an adjective. I got a vendetta against people who patented being negative when you should be getting after it. I got facts over tracks, this and that. Spitting slow, spitting fast. I could roast, I could gas. Think I'm okay at last, but I don't know if that can erase all the past. And the pettiness, a reflection of the emptiness. Hilarious, you think you're worth my time, you're delirious. Mysterious, because you hide behind a fake exterior. Inferior, you know I'll always be a bit superior. Get off of me, this ain't no humble brag. I want you to hear words, you can say them back. I want you to feel free from the chains at last. And to believe in what you got, it was built to last, yeah. Now that I've been put through hell, I never got anyone's help. I had to do it all myself.
I don't ever slow up, no I don't take shit. I've got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up and make a statement. I don't ever slow up, no I don't take shit. I've got no love for the fakeness. If you wanna play tough and wanna hate this, I'll always show up and make a statement.
The consequence of being incompetent. Mental health is confidence. Dreams and some modestness. I'm not here to save the day. That's for you to take away. I could play a million mind games, but instead I say something not illogical, something that is typical. Rub it on and watch it go. Make yourself unstoppable. Dreams are irresponsible, but they're always possible. If you just believe, you could be so remarkable.
remarkable. Thoughts in my head, a collage and they spread. I'll be great one day, going off of my meds. No, I'm not giving up, no, I'm not giving in. I will make it to the top, taking off in the wind. I gotta make it, I'm saving every day to taste it. Good evening, everybody. Slight change in plans for tonight. We were going to run some Indy cars. It's not fun. I've already done it. I already lost Oval Eye Rating, so I'm kind of pissed on that. What's up, Aiden? We're going to do some IMSA tonight. I got King and I got Eric with me. They're going to do it too, so we're going to have some fun regardless. I still might lose Eye Rating. Who knows? But it's Sebring tonight. I do enjoy the track, so... we're gonna bring everybody in and get this thing going. We're live, boys.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, boy.
I guess King's still squeezing the lemon, so.
I just want to go have fun. Like, Sebring's one of those tracks that it's tough, but it looks easy. Like, you would think it's easier than it is, but with all the bumps and shit around this track, good God.
It's a bumpy-ass track.
Yeah. Well, I do have King. Eric, you're in here, too.
Woohoo!
So, it should be a good time. Aaron, no IndyCar in Vegas tonight. That might be a little bit later. We might try and do that after this. We'll see. I had a miserable race, man. It was not pretty. I had a guy, they wrecked on the backstretch. Dude, I slowed up for the wreck. Dude behind me just drove straight into me, and I'm like, are you kidding? Car was screwed, tried getting it fixed, ran about five laps with the car teeter-tottering all the way around the track. So it's not a good time. But we're gonna go do some IMSA. We'll have some fun, see if I can't, maybe I'll do a short track after that. Yes, the track conditions are pretty good. You're gonna have to play with your weight jacker. And yeah, Crash, I actually had, like Crash said, I had two guys do it. And the one guy hit me in the right rear so bad that when I came out of the pits, the car did this. It was stupid. So it screwed my race. I tried to go out and it was just not a good idea. And rather than wreck people, screw it. I'll move on. I'll gain some my rating back on the next one, but it is what it is. That, and I was pushing way too hard early on just because of the fact that it felt like it was sticking, but apparently I was roasting the right front off the car. So that was a thing too. All right.
Now for qualifying, do I just put my MGU in the qualify mode or something?
Yeah, so on your outlap, set it to build.
Okay.
And then once you start your actual
qualifying.
Yeah. Actually, you can set it to no deploy.
Yeah, it's set up qualify right now. Set it up.
Yep. Then that way you can get heat in the tires and then get ready to push it.
Oh, by the way, King, I'm in the six.
Yay!
Yeah, we all wound up the same race together. Yeah, Crash, I wished I could have had a little bit more fun, because we were right there together, and just that wreck happened, and that dude just smoked me, and I was like, really? I did go back and look at his in-car because he said that he couldn't see anything until he'd already hit me. And I was like, dude, you can see smoke everywhere. Why are you still at speed? Oh, Aaron, we have Eric in funny cars just for the glorious commentary that Eric gives us. Isn't that right, Eric?
What? I said what?
Your colorful commentary when things go sideways. We love it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do.
Just, with this race and the split that it is, just run clean,
don't worry about trying to, you know, race for it. Let guys wreck out just like it's Formula V's all over again.
I'm the number 30 car, or 39 car out of the so, yeah. And I'm the bottom GTP of the team.
Okay, you're in the GTP amateur class, if there was one.
Yeah.
Right.
Like there is a GT3 Pro and GT3 amateur.
Just remember, your first lap, them tires are still going to be cold. Martin, the fun in running a road is the challenge of it.
It's teaching yourself to break habits.
And it'll actually make you into a better oval racer, in my opinion, because you avoid chaos and all sorts of goofy things.
I think my oval skills have actually improved since I learned a lot after I met the yacht a year ago.
It helps. That, and I just like a challenge. Get out of the comfort zone. Do something that I don't normally do.
That's kind of why I'm driving this stinking GTP right now. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, like Aaron just said, road racing's a blast, even though he sucks at it. I suck at it. I'm not the greatest. I want to get better.
We do well being with the guys.
I do all right. I put myself through punishment by doing 45-minute IMSA races, but...
Okay. What are you going to do? I'm on oval this week.
It's just not good. Twin Ring Motegi in the 87th does not sound like fun to me.
I mean, you got Xfinity at Chicago, man. That can be fun. Can be.
Aaron, it's because you enjoy punishing yourself and you still want to race.
Yeah, I see that, baby.
Yeah, I'm with you, Diesel. I don't plan on buying it. Like, I just... I get that they want to take the 87s to different tracks, but at the same time, the car's not really built for it.
Come on.
Do it in the IndyCar crash. I should have. I'm 2 seconds off the leader. Holy shit, that guy's fast. But he also is probably running less fuel than I am. So. Nice, Aaron. Car looks good, though. If I can't be fast, I might as well look it, right?
That's it.
Aaron, Aaron, I'll tell you that with that car, most of that comes to letting go of wanting to brake.
What was that?
Formula Ford.
Oh.
Diesel with the GTEs or GT3s or even this thing. This is where I tend to be okay with paying for like a VRS subscription, which is what I use. They're not the fastest, but they're the most stable I've found. I did try a Ryko. The Ryko is hella fast. But it's just not stable enough for me. So
pit start or grid start?
Grid start, because
we ain't gotta fight past the GT3s.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm car 29. This is great.
You not qualifying?
King. I did qualify.
Oh yeah, King. I'm car 39.
Not well, but I qualified.
Yeah, same.
I mean, you guys aren't far off of me, really.
I didn't get to practice with the setup. I practiced with the other setup I had.
I am going to set this sucker to build.
I'll set my balance.
Well, we're going to run a full lap under pace.
Good luck, guys. Oh, yeah, you're right.
So,
even though my battery's at 100%.
Here's why. Under pace, if you hit the gas and it decides to catch, you can spin her out.
Okay.
Also, keep your eyes open for idiots that run up on people and slam the brakes.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Bet you next to me, Keith. That is you next to me. Hi, King.
Hi.
These people are all jinxing it, Aiden.
Yep. They always do.
Klaus, we're going to try and keep it on track for the whole 45 minutes.
Keep it cool. So, build is 6, bounce is 5.
Gotcha, Bobby.
Are you all hitting the doors? And then just before the green flag drops, put it in balance.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, plan on taking tires. My eyes look gold?
Are we going to do a formation lap all the way around? And then it'll be one till green?
Diesel, this is Sebring.
Alrighty, sounds good. Thank you.
The guy in front of me is flashing bad.
Yeah, I see him.
But I guarantee he doesn't understand a word I just said.
Not with that name.
Number one, you're blinking, Bob.
I can't even, like, pronounce his last name without butchering it, so I don't even want to try. I'm not too good with the Spanish words. I don't... The tongue doesn't come off my tongue very well.
Maybe that's a good sign, dear. Oh, that sucks.
It's a little bit, right?
Yep.
I mean, it'll depend on the environment.
I'm going to start second. So.
That sounds about right. Because they're going to start rolling in about the middle of, well.
Probably coming out of sunset, midway through sunset. I've given you all the room in the world, brother. We're right beside each other for some reason. You're supposed to be up there. Ooh.
trying to get some heat in these tires.
See, now I'm going to forget who is who. They're looking at the relative.
I've got the chrome dome. King. AJ's got the green one. And purple sides.
My brakes are still cold.
Yeah, I keep easing on them. Gas brake.
I'm just dragging my brakes.
That works too.
Look at all of the. Look, there's like no GT3s.
17 of them.
Well, that's what you should do with this car. When you can.
All right, so going down the back stretch here, go ahead and set to balance.
Balance.
There you go, guy.
D-bag. Watch turn one. It's going to be some chaos.
Watch the inside cars. Someone's going to hit that wall. I'm one of those people that like to get closer to that left side wall. So. I'm just going to let some of these guys by. I'm just gonna let all of them by.
Shockingly, we made it through turn one, boys. Okay, let's settle in.
People are still driving way too hard with their tires. They thought they're warm. People are spinning out coming onto the back stretch.
Spinner. On the front stretch, he's slow, but he's moving.
God, I hit the wall hard. I'm done.
Really?
Yeah, my freaking tire locked up and I just fucked up. That was my own fault there. I don't know if I should even bother driving it.
I had a car spin out in front of me, but I can't like reflexes.
I'm gonna try to get it back. It's my fault, but. I did the same thing in practice, too.
I
Oh, crap. Still 2 seconds faster.
Keeping up with the GT3 with a new bald car. I smell beef. At least when I wreck myself and no one else.
Right.
That was just lack of brakes, not having warm brakes.
They'll come back to you.
Run around, three wheels. Barely. I'm just glad I was able to drive it back and I didn't have to tow.
What is this?
1100. I only have 6 required. I'll be back out. 1 minute of optional. It's okay. Just a small hiccup.
That's weird.
No comment.
What did he say? He's out of fuel.
Yeah. I'm gonna go watch Eric.
Yay.
Wait 7 minutes. I just wanna kinda help you out. See if I can help give you any pointers. That's all.
T4? No damn way. Yeah.
You have a couple coming up on you here, Eric. Oh, I'm watching a replay.
Yeah, Aaron, I'm trying not to.
Experience in the car, and I dove into the first corner, turn one, lap one. And I'm smiling. So you're alright.
It's all about having fun, man.
When you road race, you have to kind of
find small. You gotta find the small victories.
Yeah. There's people fly. That guy in front of you, AJ's flashing the hell out of that guy in front of him. Oh my word, that was dirt. That was dangerous. That was not a good spot to be at.
Well, and the funny thing is, the guy in front of me, he's been doing all sorts of dumb shit. I passed him like twice now.
I got a feeling I'm making some positions back when I get back out there. People are gonna wreck.
Oh,
one
yeah.
On your right, Eric. One on your run on your right. You're clear.
Yeah,
I'm just seeing him dive in there, so I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna let him know. He's right there. It's like snap of a finger, a car can be gone beside you. It's just great. Ah, stuck up.
Hey, I mean, he made a clean pass.
Yep.
His.
I would have done the same thing, and that was great because that.
He didn't run me off. That's the thing.
This guy is riding AJ's ass like a goddamn.
Oh, he's right there.
He wants to smell your freaking the rear end of that car.
Well, AJ's so tall that behind him, probably standing up and standing able to be right in his ass.
Should be out there. Nope, car's still got 3 minutes. Yeah, that. Nice, Eric. I'm gonna keep an eye out for Rex. I still have 3 minutes, so.
Thank you. say small victories, right, AJ?
Yep.
Like the fact that I'm able to keep up with this 38 car. I'm never able to keep up with anybody on the road.
Guess who's back?
Back again. Biggest
thing, find the next car, pass him.
Get in the head of the guy in front of you. I slid coming into the pit, but we're okay.
Hell yeah. 149.8.
I'll wait for these guys to go by. There's a lot of cars still coming here.
I mean, I know it don't mean a whole bunch, but that 149.8 is pretty damn awesome.
Another victory for you, Eric. You beat my ass.
Now, does iRacing get off of the dirt a little bit and pick up garbage and simulate that?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
It can be very, very, very scary. The wall, but not hard.
Damn, I need to back the corner up a little bit.
I'm just gonna drive it. Thank God I hit the tires. I just nicked it, just barely.
I'll say thank you. I don't have to.
This is an etiquette thing.
Yeah. I mean, because he actually went out of the way to get out of my way.
So. Really, all he has to do is hold his line and be predictable. He doesn't have to give you the whole track. It off. We're okay.
Damn.
I missed my breaking point.
What's up, Daryl? I'm sucking at life right now.
Funny, AJ, I don't have any bad memories of the day we spent here.
I do. They don't involve us in a car, though.
Well, I mean, beyond that, like, it was a fun time.
Oh, yeah, I had a good time. We'll push this at least another lap or two.
Doesn't it feel weird to have to shift really fast, Eric?
Yeah, well...
going into a corner. It's just bizarre how much you rely on that engine brake.
Yeah. If you downshift too fast, you'll spin around like a top. Yep.
$150, that's not bad. Small improvements. Tell these tires are about gone. Thank you.
I'm definitely pulling away from the guys behind.
That Ryan J. Walton, he just altered.
Let me guess, you're chasing him down and then he's just gone?
No, he, there in the sunset corner, he got off the track and then turn one, he got real slow. The next thing you know, he's gone.
True. Car pitting in. Guy at? Oh, all the way down here. All right. Build this thing. Remember, when you come out of the pits, be in probably build mode for at least a good half a lap. on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Get me out of here.
Oh, wheel. 60.
Then don't use the cones. Use a different landmark.
Yeah, I was down to like 82% of my tires.
I know my right front was like 74.
Yes, yes. I did a little bit earlier, but...
Yeah, I don't have that set up on my wheels, so... I have to actually reach for it.
What in the hell was that about? I just watched a GTP drive a GT3 off the track.
Oh my god.
Egos.
And of course it was the one car. One car drives like a dick.
Well, that's how he got that number.
That's funny, Aaron. He said he just wishes he had one.
What's that?
What I just said. Because he drives like a dick.
Uh-huh.
Damn, I just keep gripping this wheel too tight.
You're welcome, I guess.
I just ended it. I locked it up through sunset.
You ass! He did that shit on purpose.
What happened, AJ?
He overbroke on purpose. Run him down. Because he was actually slowing me down. I already pulled him in by to 6.4. Mo. No, we did Vegas earlier and it was not good.
Now, the teal lights on either side of my steering wheel, I'm guessing that's traction control.
Yes. Race Labs takes a while to update.
God.
I think I'm down to 3.5.
It obviously wasn't a perfect overtake opportunity, was it?
Oh, this guy is like right here. He's faster than me down the straightaways, but I pull him in the corners. Like, I'm waiting for him to murder his car. Oh, he went out in the grass. He went way out in the grass.
Sorry.
I get a fucking drive through.
Thank you.
Kind of glad I put tires on this thing.
P3 just hit the left side wall. That was scared the shit out of me.
Who did?
The P3.
Yeah,
he's
hurt the car?
He's overdriving it. It doesn't look like it's driving properly. It looks really loose.
Probably didn't put tires on.
Under braking, he's catching me out.
Last lap. Hell, Eric, even you're gaining. I'll take a P6.
P16. Nice little rebound from having my front end knocked off.
Oh, my wrists are done. I was hoping I was going to catch that guy in third place if his car wasn't driving right, but...
He kept it going. It was just really unstable.
Oh, man, my eyes feel like they're on fire right now. That guy that was in the lead, though, he was on fire. Yeah, I was trying there, Mo, like just trying to stay focused, because here this car, and as bumpy as this track is, it gets tough.
Yeah, Sunset's pretty bumpy.
Yeah.
That's why I wrecked my car. I hopped a little bit. It was enough to get the tire to stop in the air.
And you can
do the rest. You can figure the rest.
I wanted to see.
Okay. I learned a lot.
It doesn't show us incidents yet. Because it hasn't calculated at all, but...
Yeah, it's still counting.
Oh, he did get a drive-through. He got 18 incidents, so when he went off the track, he had to give it to me anyways.
Giggity.
So, all right, let's check the numbers.
Third and ninth finished 33rd.
Oh, that's practice. That's also practice. Come on, give me the race results.
GTP result.
I gained 0.01 on safety, 43, so we're up to 13.23, so that was a good one.
I'm just watching my fastest lap, so.
I think you were figuring it out, Eric. Like, your lap times definitely were getting better.
No, I was getting comfortable, and okay, yep. You know, this is what the car can do, and
I mean,
isn't it stable though? Once you get used to it,
you gain 14.
Yay!
So
what about safety rating?
Lost 0.02.
Aw.
That's not bad though. I mean, think about it. You crash one of these cars half the time, and they just explode.
Yeah.
So
today was a write off for me. So
hold on. That's Derek Sivers from the Southern Florida Sensation Band Flying High. He has graced us with his presence.
What's going on, buddy?
Not a whole lot. I'm just ducking in to let you guys know. I joined the Dirt Pro Late Models at Knoxville. Never done one before, ever.
Yeah.
Qualified second in the in qualifying, so I ended up first in the heat race. Ended up winning the heat race. I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm starting on the outside of row one here when they're finished with the consolation. So,
dude, let it rip, buddy.
I'm just gonna let it fucking fly.
Yeah, go with beginner's luck on it.
I don't know what to tell you here because that dirt ain't for me.
No,
the late models aren't for me either. I've actually only maybe done one or two of the limited ones.
Yeah,
and I just hopped into Knoxville thinking, okay, well, I'll try it.
Right,
and it was ripping, so I was like, all right, I'm kind of having fun. Like, I'll fucking finish 10th. I don't give a shit, you know.
Right, right.
And all of a sudden, I'm like starting outside of row two. I don't know how that happened. Won the
nice.
Heaters.
So actually, you know what we could do? Let's go watch this event. We'll throw it up on the stream.
Oh, hell good yeah. Lord. If I didn't have enough pressure.
Just don't worry about it. Just go drive. Just go drive.
Yeah.
So.
You know what? I'm going to hop in here and watch.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get in here and watch this
thing.
Oh,
no, I can't. I can't.
Oh, I don't own the track or something.
Oh, it's Knoxville. Yeah.
Yeah, so you just got to share your screen there. Home
well, point. Let me, I was going to say, good.
We can easily make that happen.
I'll be right back. I gotta see why this thing's not making ice.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll pop this thing out. Do this.
This is such a worthless consolation. Because there's like two cars racing in it just to get into the feature.
Jesus. I need to make the windows capture bigger. We'll get this thing full scaled so we can see it in all of its glory. We'll see if Derek can pull off a win in dirt.
Oh yeah, get it, chat thing.
So you're starting pole then?
Outside of row one. The guy that got the pole in qualifying won his heat race too.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that puts me outside of row two. Or outside of row one, I mean.
Yeah, well, I think it goes off of fastest time at that point. So if you were faster than he was, it'd put you on pole.
Well, he was definitely faster than me, I'm pretty sure. He's probably going to kick the shit out of me, but cool with that.
I like how you said, I'm definitely pretty sure. I love it. I love it. Kind of not really.
I'm not positively pretty sure, but I'm
Diesel, I think it's just because of where we're watching it. Not necessarily Discord, but I think it's because of the because of the camera. Yeah, so you're inside.
Okay, so apparently I'm starting. Well, it's showing in the standings.
Oh, nope, you're outside. You're outside.
Oh, okay, there we go.
I thought you were inside because of where you're at on the truck.
The truck?
Yeah.
I gotta turn my force feedback down. I didn't realize it was so high.
Oop, crap. Hold on. Sorry, guys. There we go. I'll do this a little differently. Because it is kind of, it's a little glitchy, so I'm going to... Let iRacing do its thing and then I can jump in the other way.
You know, no, don't mind my driving line. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh,
here.
You're fine, dude.
And it honestly, it's not even, it's basically just a line on the screen at this point because I did watch the leader on the first heat race, and he took off as soon as the pace car ducked down.
Oh,
so I'm
yeah.
Really
oh, what just happened? There we go.
That's probably why I won the heat race, because I got such a good jump. It they all bottled up.
Probably. I was hoping this was going
to
get after it, buddy.
There he goes.
All right, Bob, get a good start. Green. Pit road will be open. Keep whipping it, man. Keep whipping it.
Inside. Contact. Didn't mean to do. Oh, shoot. Inside. There's my full send, fellas.
Yeah.
And she's got no wheel.
Are you serious? It sheared the wheel?
Yep, the wheel's gone.
And it won't come.
Gonna have to tow this because I don't want to be in the way of anybody.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you there. Is there an auto?
Well,
is there?
You know, there you go. There's my first dirt.
Dirt main.
Dirt main.
I was gonna say, does it have a fast repair?
No, it's Class C, so okay, I'm toast.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it's all right. I gotta at least see what happened.
Right. That was just weird.
So got a little squirrely there. I was fine. Got it on the backstretch. We made contact right. That's what it was.
Oh shit! What?
Let
no,
go,
it looks like it's still
the,
got
go
a tire.
Yeah, but it was the right tire that it just shot me up into the wall. Let me see if I can.
It might have bent the tie rod, maybe.
I don't know what happened. I lost it. But when I hit the wall, there went the right tire. So
weird. Yeah, because I don't.
Yeah, it just shot.
Oh,
right.
It broke the tie rods. What it did. See how much time you got left for damage. Oh, it's not even trying to repair it. Yeah, your race is over.
Yeah, I'm done.
That sucks. That sucks.
Hey, I got a heat win. It's the small things right now. I'm not the Gominator on a dirt track.
No.
Look at the cars, like, what do you
got for temp, that's sir? Weird. Well, it still says towing. Now click race.
Checking out the pace car.
Oh, God. Optional repair, 8 minutes?
Yeah. Oh, well.
So you're telling me I could go right now?
That's what it's saying.
Go.
Is it turning?
Better than it was, but I'm honestly not going to go out onto the track and fuck anybody up.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm already five laps down. I got no point being out there.
Right.
I'm just a moving object at this point.
You're just a roadblock. So.
Well, thanks for streaming my first dirt experience.
Yeah, I mean, I wish we could have got the wins. That would have been awesome. So.
Oh man.
All right, guys. Well, I'm gonna cut it off here for the night. I'm kind of dead ass tired. I didn't get much sleep last night, so. We'll be back here tomorrow night for the Winston Cup replay for my league race. We'll have that going. I think the plan is Korn is going to stream it back to my channel, so we're going to get that set up. He's actually going to run race control, kind of do a broadcast on it. And so that should be a good one. I probably actually won't be in stream, so you guys will see the car. I'll come in and we'll talk afterwards, but we'll catch you guys all tomorrow night, and have a good Tuesday, guys.